तपाईं SBS रेडियो नेपालीको साथमा हुनुहुन्छ।
So I think the broadly what happened was that one is obviously that I come from a border area, but another thing is if you see throughout our subcontinent and the globe, people are talking about borders in a very divisive terms for some time now. And you see that in US, you see that in UK, and you know, at least in India, we've been talking about it in militant terms for some time. So all people think about when we say borders is military and terrorists and, you know, all those kind of things. They usually forget that there are common people there. So the focus of the film was common people. The focus of the film was how do their personal lives get affected by borders. And the idea was to diversify the image. So there is definitely the theme of separation when it comes to, say, India-Bangladesh border. Mm-hmm. But we also wanted to explore different borders in different ways. So that's a feeling usually attached to the India-Pakistan border, you know, India-Pakistan border. Typically, you'll talk about separation, but at the same time, for some time, we've been talking about the identity of Pakistani Hindus, like how Hindus have been migrating from Pakistan. And the character that we chose is a Hindu who's migrated from Pakistan. Mm. Yet, because we wanted to challenge the mainstream, we are not so focused on what was happening to them in Pakistan, but how are they living in India right now? Like, what is the life of a migrant? What is the life of a refugee? So through the India-Pakistan border, we're actually exploring an identity and how migration changes lifestyle. Through Nepal, we are also exploring trafficking. And what is essentially happening is, I think the common thread then becomes personal violence. Like, how do these borders inflict personal violence on people? Like, India-Nepal border is usually seen as a very non-violent border in a military sense. Mm. But if you see the kind of trafficking that goes on, and it goes on invisibly, right? You can't see it. And our character in the film is exactly trying to pin that trafficker through just standing at the border, looking at them. Kavita is her name, right? She's working with an NGO based in Nepal called Kin Nepal. And I think that is the kind of violence we ended up capturing, which is not so militaristic, which is not so about so much about guns and tanks. It's more about how people's lives, simple lives, are getting affected by this idea of a border. Mm. And we were also trying to capture an element of hope. I think all our characters, in spite of all the challenges that they face, there is a political border in most of the stories, but there's also a personal border, right? Like, our Nepali character is also disabled in certain ways. Like, she has a problem in her leg. One of our Bengali characters is not only stuck because she was trafficked and rescued. She's in a shelter home. But she's also, in some ways, challenged her ideas of sexuality. Yeah. So we were also looking at these personal borders and these political borders and how people find happiness in spite of all these challenges.
Maybe, yeah, let's talk a bit about the Nepali context. Tell us maybe a bit more about the talent that you use.
I also realized that whenever we talk about trafficking, usually in a film terms, we talk about trafficking. We end up talking about survivors who narrate very heart-wrenching stories, but they're usually very less focused on what is the solution to this. So I actually found the organization, and there are multiple organizations working across Nepal's borders. One of them is Kin Nepal. There is a very popular one called Maiti Nepal.
Yeah.
And they are all trying to actually stop trafficking. One of the ways is actually to like have border guards right at the border. So I was very inspired by this. I'm also intrigued because, you know, it is such an ad hoc manner. Like, you're just standing at the border and looking at people. And how do you really judge who's, you know, who's worth doubting and who's worth letting go? Because there is no proper check. So I was just curious to see this process. That's how we started going to these outposts and meeting the founders of these NGOs. So again, we went through the founders of this NGO who introduced us. We actually shot in multiple places. We also shot in Kakarvitta. Mm. We shot in Bhairava. But we met Kavita in Birganj. And Kavita was very inspiring because she's had a personal journey of her own. Like, at some point, because, you know, she was disabled in certain ways, she had lost hope and she was actually very low on confidence, which she recalls also in the film. So I was really moved by the sense of a personal journey that she'd had. And again, because we first went through the founders and we spent good amount of time with them without the camera, it was easier for us to gain access and, you know, gain their confidence. So she's someone you see, she's doing her work with so much confidence. And I like to call her Sherlock Holmes incarnate, because she's so cool through the whole process. She's doing her investigation and talking to people, and she's never like out of her character in a sense of an investigator. So we never had any, like, she was very open about it. She very comfortably, she was able to share her story, personal story as well as the process. And in fact, one of the, like, we were looking for co-producers and we showed them the footage of Kavita just interrogating people, and they thought that it was scripted because it was so perfect. And the dialogue and everything was so right, spot on. They thought, this is not real. This is something that you've written a scene with this person and done it. So yeah. I think she's really into her role.
And I think, yeah, at one point where she mentions where she's looking at every person with, in a sense of distrust, as if each person crossing the border might be trafficking. And I think that's what motivates her. Do you think you were successful in telling people's stories, you know, how they want it told?
Yeah, I think all our effort was to do that, because it's very easy to take someone's story and make it into something else. And for me, it's a conscious choice to, one, not have a voiceover. Obviously, everything's edited, so some sort of angle is always there. Like, I chose the stories, but we tried to make the whole process very comfortable for everyone. We, I think, hardly ever told anyone to do anything. We actually saw their daily lives. Like, I saw Kavita on her roll the whole day, and then we decided, okay, what should we shoot with her? And that's how we approached all the characters. So we were never trying to make them do things for the camera. So even with the interviews, I think we never tried to, because we never tried to get them to talk about any politicians or, you know, international relationships. No one's commenting on India-Bangladesh relationship or India-Nepal relationship, because that's not how their lives are. They are more concerned about their own personal struggles and personal lives. So I think we were able to keep that intact.
They are very diverse, but, you know, their stories have similar sort of stories of struggle and stories of hope. How did you find those talents?
One of the starting points was always like internet research and, you know, reading articles and reading journals and talking to researchers, like professors from Yale University or, you know, professors from Jawaharlal Nehru University, people who are really at the forefront of studying borderlands. Borderland studies is actually now a whole academic field. So we had a lot of literature to read, and then we divided our journey into certain parts. So for one journey, we just focused on the Pakistan border. Then we just focused on the Bangladesh border, then just on Nepal, and then the Northeast. So, and whenever we were searching, we were trying to find out stories which were not there in the film form and which were not about military, which were about common people. And where this idea of personal violence was very clear. So for example, the every story had its own journey. But if I was to give you two examples, with the shelter home in Calcutta, where we have Bangladeshi girls who are awaiting repatriation, we actually just found an online article where they talked about how, you know, it takes so many years for people to go back from India to Bangladesh because of the legal processes. So that was enough for us to decide, okay, we'll shoot at the shelter home. And then while we were on the shoot, because we were only trying to keep our conversations about personal conflicts, and that's how we found the personal story. The personal story wasn't pre-decided. We went to the shelter home, we shot with 5-6 people, and Noor, who is in the film, we found her story to be the most emotional, most personal. So we kept it in the film. On the edit is where we found that, okay, there's this element of doing something about, you know, staying happy. For Noor, it's like she's found love. For Dholi, who's separated from her family, she gets to meet her family once a day. And even in that, she finds her happiness. So that element of happiness and hope we found on the edit. So this was one example, like from internet research, we found the NGO, which runs the shelter home. And we met the founders, we got the access, and they introduced us to the girls, the Bangladeshi girls who were in the shelter home.
If I was how willing were they to share their stories?
Actually, very willing.
Okay.
Initially, what we also did was we never went in directly with cameras. So the first day we went, we just got the founders to introduce us to the girls. And we were obviously very scared because these are girls who've been trafficked. They've seen a lot of violence and trauma. So we were a crew of four people, two girls and two guys. So we made sure that, you know, initially the only interaction is between the girls and the founders at the interface. And they were obviously all Bengali speakers. So we also, like one of our associate directors was a Bengali speaker. So it was easy for her to connect to them. So initially, 1 or 2 days, we didn't shoot at all. So the whole only thing we were doing was trying to explain what we are doing. And, you know, our whole intention was not to go there and make them recall their trauma. It was to understand their life within the shelter home and how they look at their life ahead. So that, I think, was important for us to clear, because going back and looking at all those unpleasant moments is not something anyone would be comfortable with. And we also didn't want. So I think that process really helped us, because without the camera, building that friendship for the initial few days, that eased up all the tensions. And actually, to our surprise, we realized that there was a lot of urge to share stories and a lot of expression, even in terms of music. So the song that you hear in the film, Aami Toh Aake Bhalobashi, is actually composed by girls in the shelter home, which to me was awe-inspiring, because the first time I heard it, it's such a ball of positive energy, and I didn't expect that to come out of the shelter home. So my own perceptions broke.
SBS Nepali, radio, online, ra mobile ma.